ABC, the friendlies, or even your own men. The only thing we all had in common over there was dying. And sweating. And stinking. And dysentery. Yeah, I came real close to getting court-martialed. Back in the name of the name, back in the days when the name on my uniform said Grease Manila. But everybody knew me as Sergeant Fuhrer! Quang Tree, 1967. We were in the middle of a firefight. They were trying to outflank us. I was working the M60, just holding it there on my hip. I was cutting a swath through the elephant grass. I would just stand there. I had no machete for me. I would just cut it down. Yeah! We were taking heavy casualties when the Lieutenant Cruxworthy came to me. He came crawling out his belly. He said, we got to take that hill. I said, Lieutenant, this is ridiculous. We took that hill a week ago, and we left it. Now we got to retake it? What are we, little kids? He grabbed me by the collar. He said, let me tell you something. You are a Marine. And if I tell you to take that hill, you'll take that hill. I said, we're taking heavy losses, sir. I lost 8 of my men already. We can't call it a dust off, have them a bleeding death in the mud. For what? Just so we can take this hill again and keep it for 2 days? Then they'll try to take it back from us, and then we'll leave the hill, and then they'll take it again? This is insane. He said, you order a full frontal charge. I said, I can't do that, sir. That's a meat grinder in there. That is a meat grinder! He said, you order a full frontal charge, or I'll put a bullet in your guts myself. I look at that man with hate in my eyes. But I wouldn't order the men to do anything I wouldn't do myself. So I said, men! Charge the hill! And I stood up and fired a burst from the hip. Well, the gates of hell opened up on us! Men were dying! But we finally made it up there. We finally made it up there! I stopped at the last minute, threw a grenade at that machine gun nesting. What was left of those VC went in all directions. It was then that I resolved that I was going to frag the lieutenant. He wasn't going to get any more of my men killed needlessly, senselessly. He wasn't going to cause any more of my nightmares. That night, I waited till 3 o'clock in the morning. Took off one of my grenades. I walked to the lieutenant's tent. I said, Father, forgive me for what I'm about to do. I pulled the pin with my teeth there. And I lifted his tent flap. And I rolled that bad boy in there right underneath his cot. I took 3 steps backward and... watched as everything he owned flew up in the air. With a trembling hand, I lit a camel. Imagine my shock and horror when I turned around, and there, buckling his pants, coming back from the latrine, was the lieutenant. Staring at me with daggers in his eyes, he said, Fuhrer, what is the meaning of this? I said, sir, I'd heard you were having trouble with mosquitoes in your tent there, and I figured I'd take care of it for you, so...
You're rocking with Washington's best jock, the Grease Man.
Yeah, my dad!
On WWDC FM Washington, DC 101.